It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I got excited when I saw today's name because beauty editors have a special place in my heart because they see a lot of the industry so far in advance. They help guide the industry. And there are some that really are powerful women that guide the industry. And so today's guest is Belisa Silva. Now, she's somebody I've met before, so I'll share with you that because she's going to be so much fun to talk to. And I'm going to get through her intro real quick because I can't wait. She was an editor for more than 10 years. She was a freelance writer. She's covered lifestyle, fashion, beauty. Where I met her was because she worked with Women's Wear Daily for a number of years, where she interviewed all kinds of rock star businesswomen like Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Lopez, and all kinds of names, but strong women in the industry. And that's what I want to talk to her about, because now she's involved in a website called sway.com, and it's with two A's. So the way to remember it is sway.com, and we'll put a link up on the website. But Belisa, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, David.
You've worked with some of the biggest names in the business, but I want to focus more about the powerful women in the business. So what's your take on women and the power they hold in our industry?
I mean, women are at the forefront of innovation in our industry. And as we see from what's going on with the indie movement, with wellness, really women are the ones coming up with these unique targeted brands that really fill these specific white spaces that, frankly, sometimes men just don't see, you know, things like dry shampoo for your whole body for after the gym and, you know, organic perfumes that you can use, you know, around your baby. And these are just amazing insights that I think women have. And it is a leg up to coming up with innovative answers. And just a quick statistic, this year at the Indie Brand Showcase, which was an amazing show that showed 230 indie brands, and 191 of them were women founded. So that just gives you a little sense of how women are really leading the charge on innovation in our industry.
Well, what are some of the most innovative things you've seen recently? You mentioned I've heard of dry shampoo. I didn't know they had one for your whole body. That's really
oh good. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff happening. I mean, we're seeing really it's this move towards radical transparency, products that are really edited and specific that deliver, really healthy ingredients, organics, vegan. You know, this is kind of becoming a new industry standard, I would say. And really, I was just amazed at seeing things like organic vegan nail polish and perfume and just things that, you know, historically were filled with different kinds of, you know, crappy ingredients, if I can say that. So really just amazing seeing how this is pervasive now in the industry. And, you know, just seeing skincare that was so natural that it had raspberry seeds in it that you could even see. And, there was a skincare line that I thought was really cool, and that was one that was specifically created for different climates. So if you go to New York, you get a different skincare. If you go to Dublin in the fall, there's a skincare for you. So just really cool stuff happening, I would say.
Okay, you talk about at the Indie Show, obviously, overwhelmingly, it's more women-run companies out there, and they're more creative, I give you that. But what are some of the advantages or disadvantages these women face?
Sure. So at Sway, my major role is really telling the story of female entrepreneurs. We've covered almost 1,000 women who are starting innovative businesses, not just in beauty, but beauty is a big chunk of it. But we're seeing that they're facing a lot of collective issues, mainly access to funding. And a quick statistic I can give you here is that only about 2 to 6% of female founded businesses are receiving funding. So the vast majority, and it's about 80% of women, are self-funding, which shows their passion and is amazing, but not always going to be able to kind of get them to that next level. So that's really a problem. And we see right now women are starting more companies than ever before. I think their rate is about double men started businesses. So really, there's this disparity with women leading the charge on innovation, but not having the access to the capital. And really, I mean, that's a very layered issue. But I think that one of the biggest points of it is that there aren't that many women who are in the VC world. So it's a mostly male-dominated space.
Okay, so if a woman was entering the field today, you know, what kind of advice would you give her to help her take a leadership level?
Sure. I mean, what we hear from the women we interview, and we've interviewed so many amazing, as you call them, rock stars, because they absolutely are, really, but it's about being smart, first of all, with who you align yourself with, picking investors who believe in your vision. They're not just after a bottom line, but they're there to help mentor you, give you advice, and really help get you to that next level, and not just looking for that quick buck return. You know, and we're seeing the brands that do the best right now are really leveraging social media also in a very intelligent way. The customer has never been more involved in brands. They really want to have a voice. They want to be able to give you feedback and feel heard. And so I would say being really smart about social, because it can be your best friend or your biggest enemy. But, you know, it's a great way to scale intelligently and quickly. And I would say edit, which is the advice I give myself as a journalist. You know, you can't do everything and throw in everything in the kitchen sink. Like, find your passion. What is it? Be really specific and come up with a solution to one thing that is really directional and something that people can follow. And then let that kind of lead the charge for your brand.
Now, Belisa, what would you say is a smart way to use social media? Like, give us an example in terms of maybe the right way to tweet or what to post on Instagram in terms of really leveraging that power of social media.
Sure. Well, there's, you know, that's kind of a layered question, but I would say one brand that we've actually covered on Sway is Winky Lux, a relatively young brand, female founded, of course. But really what they do is they scan social media and they see how their customers are using their brand, and then they create products based on what is trending. They did an actual rainbow sort of unicorn palette when that was a big trend, and their turnaround time is really, really fast, which we're seeing is becoming more of an industry norm. The brand NYX also is really into this. They call it active listening, where they're creating products really with the consumer in mind from what they're putting out on social. You know, so I think it's about listening, but it's also about, you know, that quick turnaround and giving people what they want while it's still a trend. So it's tricky business, but brands are doing it very well now.
I watch Shark Tank. I don't miss an episode. And I even just watched a rerun of it. There was a woman-run fashion online business, and everybody was waiting to hear small sales. Well, she comes out, how she's doing millions of dollars, and it's grown, and everybody was in shock, and they said, how do you do it? And her response was, when I go to market or create something, I'll put up dress A or B, like red and blue or whatever, and I'm simplifying it, but what do you think? And all of a sudden, her social media, she'll see 80% love the red one. She goes, so I put up the red one. I ignore the other. And because of that, she was successful, which is exactly what you're saying. By listening and getting that feedback and engaging, you can all of a sudden take off more so than the big brands who just want to advertise and not really connect with the consumer.
Yes, I think that, you know, the ivory tower has collapsed and it's power to the people now. And it's these small brands that are really, like you said, listening to the consumer and offering that radical transparency. We see brands now that are even showing the factories where their products are made and showing a picture of the person who handmade your product. And consumers are really hungry for this. You know, it's a pretty tumultuous world right now. Consumers are more skeptical than ever before. They don't necessarily believe the big brands. They want to believe something that is true, and they want to enhance themselves in the world. So it's a different playing field than just, you know, creating products, throwing them out there and hoping they stick.
Yeah, you got a good point, because today's world is changing. And I feel that way, not just about ingredients, but I like putting up pictures of the factory and letting people see there's a real company that's going to care about them. And that's one thing I talk about. If you're customer centric, you're going to win. And a lot of companies aren't. They're not focused around the customer. They're focused around the bottom line, and they lose sight of it. And I know you've worked with many of these big brands and written about them and interviewed them. I invite everybody to check out your website, sway.com, and that's SWAAY.com. We're going to put a link up on our website. Belisa, it was great to speak with you again. Loved having you on. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. And if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. Thank you for listening.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.